All right, H-Town. Today's picks are in. The choice is yours. Are you tailing?
Forget the myths. The media is created to just follow the money.
Or fading.
There is no nobility in poverty.
It's time for T-Mill's best bets on the drive.
I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich.
All right, T-Mill's best bets. We do them nightly right here on the drive and on the fan. He's had a good week. Every day in the green. 6 of 9, 66%.
Gosh, that number has come up on our show like 4 times today. Sorry, I had to call it out.
That's just 6 of 9. That is not...
It's been so many 6 nines.
No, it's not the Texans drive. Okay, it's 6 of 9.
I love it.
He's had a good week. Now, he was doing some extra stuff yesterday, so he wasn't able to get doing the earlier shift.
That's my bad.
So he wasn't able to get the... get the best bets in. But still, let's see if we can finish off the week well on a Friday. Remember, you can find all of his best bets at Space City Sharp, at Space City Sharp on Twitter, and he'll have them set up there. What you got tonight?
I got 3 bets, sticking with it. You know, it's worked so well. 3 picks around baseball. And my bad on that yesterday. I actually meant to have y'all some best bets for yesterday. I went home and I went to sleep, which I did not anticipate happening. I was worn out. But 3 best bets on a Friday. Let's finish the week in the green. First game of action tonight is the Marlins and Nationals in Miami as the Marlins host the Nationals. And I got 2 bets in this game. First, I'm taking the Marlins money line, so the Marlins to defeat the Nats. And then I'm taking the over in this ballgame, over 7.5 runs between the Nats and the Marlins tonight. And your third and last and final best bet of the week here on the drive is once again, Old Faithful, the big man, Yordan, your daddy, Yordan, over 1.5 total bases tonight at minus 120 odds. Those are your 3 best bets.
He needs a night, man.
Could use it.
Yeah, he needs an MVP night. I mean, I think he's still in good shape there when you're leading all the categories in the league. Now, the home run thing is probably the one that's getting tightest with that cat in Tampa. But they need a night for him, not just for his MVP status, but they need somebody to take the pressure off. Maybe if they got a nice lead out. Now, Aiden, you could send them to the plate at 0-0. But maybe if they had a nice lead early, maybe it'd take a little pressure off these pitchers who can't seem to get past the fifth in the last week and a half. But Yordan, it could be big for him to have a big night.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get a little breathing room here. It'd be nice to get a little breathing room for old Wisniewski here and let him work without fear of losing a lead. That'd be nice.
That'd be nice, yeah. Be nice. Coming up behind us as we get this weekend started nicely for you, the fellas, Texans All Access, I'm sure they will discuss what they saw last night from the preseason game. A lot to take in from the early start all the way to the end of the guys trying to make the back of the roster. Nobody better than John Harris, Mark Vandermeer. They will have that for you coming up after we get done. And then they will hand things off to Area 45 as Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Bryson. I believe it's Mitch tonight, actually. Mitch is in the building. Bryson's out today. Mitch is in the building holding it down. They will have their fun times on a Friday night and the baseball postgame show as soon as the A's and the Astros get done. Hopefully, this is a situation where the Astros can take care of the A's and get themselves back over 500. Again, this is a situation where they are, if they lose, they could find themselves tied with the Rangers for first place in the West. So they hold a 1-game lead currently right now. See if they can get it done against a team with the worst record in baseball, the Sacramento A's. So you can listen to all that tonight, Area 45. All right, I wanted to get to, I think, at least the biggest things we learned last night. And let's start with that. D'Amico, he talked about the offensive line. I think that was one of the big things I was watching for. I kept saying it to you. I said it last night in the press box. I said it on the show yesterday. I am just fascinated on who were the five guys that were going to run out there. And the five guys that ended up running out there, Clint, Trent Brown at right tackle, Ed Ingram at right guard, Evan Brown at center with Big Red Rutledge at left guard, and then Ariante Ursary was the left tackle. Those were the five that ran out there in front of CJ. Those, all five of those guys came out after the first drive. That looks like your starting offensive line. Here was D'Amico talking about what he saw from the fellas last night.
At the first offensive line group, as you guys know, I talk about it constantly. We move guys around to make sure we got our best five guys out there. So to see that, you got to see guys working together, see guys getting those reps. So that's indicative of the group you saw out there today. Those are the five we went with today. Those guys have done a really good job. So we'll see how they keep building and moving forward.
All right, that was D'Amico there. Do you think we learned the starting five, Clint? They've talked about the best five. Do you think this is what they believe the best five is?
Yeah, I believe that this is what they think the best five is. Yeah, I mean, I think Trent Brown, it's a no-brainer. Any way you slice it, he's your best right guard. I mean, right tackle. I think Ed Ingram is, without a doubt, your best right guard. Both of those guys have been the starter, really, for all of camp. Evan Brown at center is obviously a byproduct of Wyatt Teller not being your best guard and ultimately Keelan Rutledge needing to play guard. So that puts you to your, okay, who's your next best center? Evan Brown is that guy, perfectly capable. I believe, somebody check me on this, Tyler. I think he's got multiple starts at center. I mean, double-digit starts at center and double-digit starts at guard as a multi-year veteran. So Evan Brown obviously has played a lot of football. And then Ursary's been the undisputed left tackle since about first month of last season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like I don't think there's anybody – I mean, I don't think there's – because you look at what happened with the second team, and that to me tells you the story. The fact that Wyatt Teller has gone from left guard to right guard tells me that left guard wasn't going to work out for him, right, which eliminates all the competition for Keelan Rutledge at left guard, right? You're not even making that a competition if Wyatt Teller is going to play the right side. So that takes him out, that takes Rutledge out of the center rotation. So who's your best center? And right now, I think they're pretty convinced it's Evan Brown. I think you're looking at 3+ practices in a preseason game where Evan Brown has been that guy at center with CJ, I think. So
yeah,
I would think that this is the starting five out of the gate, and they're going to start building around this group.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like, right? You talked about it, Trent Brown, and we, you know, there was probably a surprise, like, hey, is Trent even going to play this? Is Trent going to play, you know, preseason games? Is that what he's about to kind of save his injury? Nope, energy or his injuries risk? No, they ran him out there, and it makes a lot of sense now. That looks like the five. By the way, did you see enough? Were you fine with them?
Well, no, I've never seen enough.
10 plays, yeah. Enough. 10 plays, 69 yards.
I wanted to see more. I wanted to see more. But it was a really, really good 10 plays, so I can see where it was convincing enough for D'Amico to say, hey, I've seen enough.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they went down. And with the injury to Higgins earlier in the week, you could see them probably saying, all right, 10 plays, that's enough. That's all we need. That's all we need to see. Well, we'll see what happens moving forward, see if the Astros can get a dub tonight. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job as well. I am Ron, the show, Hughley. Houston, have yourself a great weekend. And remember, we love you, baby.
Brought to you by,
like, oh my God, Tyler.
Good hell.
Oh my God.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.